Yeah, I think that you can't ignore the historical problems that we've had in Milwaukee, right? I mean, yeah, I often point to the fact that, you know, I live just a block north of Capitol Drive, but I'm not ignorant to the fact that, you know, decades ago, that was a no-go zone for people who look like me. So certainly there are things historically that have been at play that have held people of color back, namely African-Americans in this community. So there's a part of that. But also a part of that, too, is making sure that now, today, that we work to make sure that people are notified about the opportunities that are present, that are available to them, that other folks are taking advantage of in our community to skill up in terms of like the Upstart Kitchen example that I just gave, or opportunities to get access into family support and work otherwise, and construction or the other trades. There are opportunities out there. We got to make sure that folks know about those things so that we can combat and root out some of the historical problems that we've seen that have held our communities back so long in this city.
So what role does the legislature play in many of the things that we are dealing with in our city and in our county? You know, I had conversations with you before, and County Executive David Crowley, same conversations about the fact that the city of Milwaukee does not get its fair share, and that people on the state level, unfortunately, see every opportunity that they can to make it almost impossible for the city and Milwaukee County to be able to take care of themselves with their political, views on resources.
Yeah, and I'm happy you brought it up in the context in which you did, because too often it seems that people believe that whether it's, you know, the mayor as the chief elected official for the city, or the county executive as chief elected official for the county, can unilaterally affect things on their own. First of all, I mean, you've got on the county side a county board that you have to work in conjunction with. On the city side, there's, you know, the city council, the common council that you have to work in conjunction with, you know, if you're the mayor. But there's also this other leg to the stool that you mentioned, which is state government. And the governor certainly, you know, has been a partner, Tony Evers, but in the legislature, those are partnerships that have yet to be formed, so that we can get the resources that we need to affect the issues that are important on the ground here in Milwaukee County, as well as in the city of Milwaukee. Your question directly, you know, what role does the legislature play? They play a very crucial role. I mean, the fact that we don't have the ability to have employees who are drawn a paycheck, a middle-class family lifestyle from the people who reside and own property in the city of Milwaukee, they get to move outside and, you know, help to stabilize those neighborhoods. That's because of the relationship with the legislature. The fact that we don't have the opportunity to raise dollars at a local level to be competitive, like every other major city in the United States has the ability to do, that's because the legislature has not been our partner there. That's why, you know, I always talk about having a cot in the Capitol to rebuild the relationships with state government. And I think that's so important to do. If we're going to move the ball forward for the city, then you got to be able to work with the people who are there, and you got to build the relationships to do that. And so I've started doing that, and I'm going to continue to do that when I'm elected in the mayor's office.
So cannot have a dialogue and a conversation with you without talking about Milwaukee Public Schools. And it is easy right now as the assault continues on Milwaukee Public Schools, and your opponent has clearly stated that he wants the mayor's office to be more involved in what happens with Milwaukee Public Schools. And what do you say?
I say that my view is this. It's not just Milwaukee Public Schools here. Obviously, there are other entities out there as well, in terms of choice schools as well as charter schools and the like. And the mayor's got to have responsibility for all of the kids in Milwaukee, regardless of the school system or district that they're in. So my view is this, is that I've got to work to make sure that every kid in Milwaukee is in the best position possible to succeed academically. And so when you talk about some of the challenges that Milwaukee Public Schools faces, the challenges that I think the legislature was thinking that they were addressing by breaking the district up, you know, my view is like, you should focus on the issues of poverty and violence and instability that families face, and that will help the schools to succeed. That's what I'll be doing. I think, you know, it's incumbent upon me to affect the things on the outside of the school building before a kid even enters the classroom so that they're in the best position to achieve. So if a kid is hungry before they walk into a classroom, then that's something the mayor can do something about. If a kid comes from a family where there's instability because, you know, mom, you know, is working two jobs in order to make ends meet, and they're moving around a lot, you know, that's something that a mayor can do something about. If the kid faces trauma because they live in a challenged neighborhood and there's, you know, violence that occurs or, you know, other things that affects them, then that's something that a mayor can do something about. And if we do that for all the kids, then we'll affect every kid in every school system, including Milwaukee Public Schools, and put them in the best position to achieve academically before they even walk into the classroom. That's what I'm going to be focused on.
You know, Mayor Johnson, it's just around the corner. The election, and what do you want to say in the last couple minutes to the listening audience?
Yeah, first of all, I want to thank you, Earl, for presenting the opportunity for me to come on and answer some of these very, very important questions that are on the minds of Milwaukeeans across the city. And you're right. I mean, this is a critical time, and it's the first time in nearly two decades that this city will be electing a new mayor. And, you know, my view is this. We're not talking about entering the 21st century now. We're in it. And we need a mayor who's going to get us from where we are now to, you know, heading to the midpoint of the 21st century. And I think it's about time that we have a mayor who understands the challenges that people in this city, this majority-minority city, feel. And I certainly do because I've lived them. You know, I know what it's like to live in a house with no energy when it's cold. I know what it's like to have food insecurity. I know what it's like to move around a lot. I went to six different elementary schools in Milwaukee Public Schools. Like, I get those challenges. Right? I know what it's like to be the first person to go to college and to graduate and then to come back here. So I see it. And my view is this. I want to create a city that is the most livable city in the United States, that grows our population, that has an environment that is teeming with safety first and foremost for our families, with growth for our businesses, with family-supporting opportunities for our residents, and stability in our neighborhood. That's the city that I want to build, and I'm hoping that the people of the city will allow me to work to enact that vision by supporting me on April 5th with their vote.
Hey, Mayor Johnson, as always, always great to talk to you. We'll certainly do it again soon.
Absolutely.
Thank you. All right, we'll talk soon. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Sandy Williams. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.